So this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Tulips, number 2321. There are traditional and exotic tulips, lily-shaped tulips, peony-shaped tulips, and classical goblet-shaped tulips. Hi, Mark Drysdale. More after this. 3, 2, 1. Your garden can include early, mid-season, and late-flowering tulips that will allow you to stretch your tulip season. The earliest tulips, the very early-flowering ones, are the most fascinating. They are the classes known as Kaufmanniana, Fusteriana, and Gregii. My favorite early tulip is a Fusteriana known as Red Emperor. Early flowering tulips include the single early and double early. The single early are single cupped in form and come in a rainbow of colors that makes them more popular today than at any time in their 300-year history. I suggest you include one very old variety known as Kaiserskroon for sure. Double early tulips have large, widely open double flowers that make them excellent for mass plantings. Mid-season tulips to choose from include Triumph and Darwin hybrid classes. These bloom at around the last week of April and into May. The Darwin hybrids are especially fascinating, a fine achievement in the history of the tulip. They have the largest flowers and provided a striking effect in the garden with many brilliant shades, orange, scarlet, gold, and yellow, and carmine, for example. Be sure to include Appledurn from this classification. Late flowering tulips, formerly known as Darwin and Cottage, and now reclassified as single late, bring splendor to the garden in May. Darwin tulips, named after the great botanist, are important historically as the first bulbs imported from Turkey were this type. I'm Art Drysdale.